In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I don't know how to start this day and how to explain also to what we should feel and what we should live with Christ during these days. So I'm gonna take a glance quickly about all the week from the beginning. You can imagine from few months ago, a girl came to me at the church and she said, "Can you tell me about Christ, about Jesus?" So I told her, "Do you need to know Jesus himself, or do you want to be a Christian?" So she said, "No, I wanted to know in first, who is Christ? Who is Jesus?" And she was thinking a lot about, like, "Please, can you explain to me? Tell me exactly who is Jesus. I don't know him. I listened about him. I heard about many stories about him. Some people also too. I searched. I do search a lot, but I need someone to tell me who is Christ." Came to my mind today also to the same question. When Christ, he tried to all the week, starting from Sunday morning, he tried to tell the people, "Who am I?" And he tried also to tell the people, "Who am I?" As if it's a conclusion. He conclude all the life, the 33 and a half years all together in 1 week to tell me, to tell everyone, to tell you also to who is Christ and who am I. In the beginning, he said on Sunday, he said, "I am the shepherd. If you don't know me, ana rai. If you don't know me, I want to tell you exactly who am I. I am the king, I am the shepherd, and everyone came after me." And they said, "Hosanna." He said, "Hosanna." They said, everyone said "Hosanna" after him. And it seems like he tried to explain himself to tell the people, "I am the shepherd. Please follow me. Follow me only. I am أنا الراعي. ما حدش هيعرف يمشي مع حد تاني غيري أنا." You're going to lose the way. You're going to lose everything in your life. If you find yourself gain everything in your life, you're going to lose it. By the end of the life, you're going to lose it. You're going to find everything is dust. So "I am the shepherd. Follow me." And the people, they did the same. But on Monday, he saw a fig tree, and it was represented a hypocrisy. And he said, "I don't like the people who had hypocrisy. It feels like you are coming after me. You come to the church, you are praying, you are doing everything, but actually, you are not. Your heart is not clean. It's not. You not follow me." That's why he curses the fig tree, and he said, "I am the true vine. I'm gonna give you all the life." And finally, when he was walking and he went to the temple, he found the temple not clean. So he cleansed everything, and he said, "This is my house, and I have to clean your heart too. To prepare yourself to Tuesday, because I'm going to come to your temple, I'm going to teach, I'm going to be your bridegroom." On Tuesday, he said, "I am your bridegroom. أنا العريس اللي جاي عشان أخش جوه القلب اللي جوه." وقالوا له, "طب أنت هتخش إزاي جوانا?" He said, "I'm going to go inside you, but you have to be wise enough." That's why he gave we are reading on Tuesday too. Sorry, on Tuesday, all Tuesday, he said, I'm gonna be the bridegroom, but to be the bridegroom and to come inside my heart, I have to be wise enough, like the five virgins, and they did exactly, they kept already all the odds all the time, all the night, to be prepared to the bridegroom. On Wednesday, he preached already on Tuesday, and he said, I am the bridegroom, I am the door too. So it was clear, I am the door. You wanted to go, you have to go through the door. I am the shepherd, I am the true vine, I am the door. He tried to explain everything. He tried to explain himself to everyone, to tell us, who am I? And after that, on Wednesday, I have to choose. He tell, you have to be wise enough. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt this sermon. There is a car, BYFJ776, is closed, like already. You have to move it. Thank you. That's why also too, he said, I am the shepherd, I am the true vine, I am the door, and you have to choose finally, you have to be wise enough, and you have to choose, and you have to choose between two ways. You have to be like Judas to betray, or you have to be like Mary of Bethany, who broke the alabaster on his feet. And I have to choose. And finally, on Thursday, he said, if you come to me, if you know me now, I am the shepherd, I am the door, I am the true vine, I'm going to tell you exactly who am I, and you're going to be united with me. انت هتبقى معايا, انا هتتحد معايا, هديك جسدي ودمي. On Tuesday, on Thursday too, الصبح احنا كنا حاضرين القداس كلنا. وده اليوم اللي المسيح عمل فيه, هو بدأ في القداس نفسه, ان هو عطى جسد ودمه لينا. بس عطاه بعد ما قال انا مين بالظبط, فبدأ يقول انا هتحد معاك, وان انا اديك جسدي ودمي, انا تبقى انا فيك وانت فيا. بس قبل ما تعمل كده, انا هقول لك تعمل ايه. So what he did before, like during this, he washed the feet of the disciples. You can imagine, for sure they have, for example, they haven't our shoes now, for example, like Nike One or whatever. No. They have sandals. So from a machine to Lilwa, they have a lot of dust, for sure. So it's so dirty. So dirty. It's not like, for example, today, النهاردة وأنا قاعد وبعمل بس بعمل كده على الرجلين, على قصبة الرجل. No. It's washing the feet. It's so dirty. So what he did, he has to remove the sandals in first. He has to remove everything connected to the earth with the dust. عشان كده, should like all the churches, the other churches, like not our church, like the other church, other Orthodox churches, for example, they have to remove their shoes outside the church. Before coming inside the church, they have to remove the shoes to come inside Lee. أنا يا ربي قبل ما أخش الكنيسة أنا عايز أشيل أي حاجة ليها علاقة بالأرض. وإيه اللي أنا بلمس الأرض بيه؟ هي الشوز بتاعتي. كأني بقول لربنا, يا ربي أنا سايب كل حاجتي برا, سايب جلدي وسايب حاجتي كلها وسايب كل اللي بفكر فيه برا. أخش السماء عندك, مش عايز أفكر في حاجة, مش عايز أعمل حاجة غير أنا أتحد بيك. That's why when he removed the shoes or the sandals and he started to wash the feet of the disciples, it's a sign of remove everything. When you come to take his body, I have to remove everything from my mind. ما ينفعش أكون جاي الكنيسة وأنا دماغي فيها مليون حاجة وبفكر بقى في ولادي وفي اللبس وفي العيد وفي مش عارف هعمل ايه بكره وصحابي عملوا وده سووا والشغل بتاعي والدنيا ايه ده جايب كل ده وجاي كنيسه. نو خليها بره. وانا داخل اشوفه واقابله مش محتاج ان انا اقعد افكر في حاجات تانية. And the second listen to, he washed the feet of Judas. I'm gonna stop here a while. So the first, I know now that I have to remove everything earthly from my mind when I come to you, when I come to take your body. But when you wash the feet of Judas, what are the feelings inside you? So he said, I loved him. What? You loved who? The betrayal? You loved who gonna give you a kiss after a while? Still you are loving him? Yes, I love him. He's still one of my disciple, of my creator. And I stopped again and I said, like, I'm asking God, Jesus Christ, why you are loving him? How? This is what I'm asking you, to love your enemy. So I have to love also too. I have to be a role model. That's why he started to love, to give me an example to love also to the other. And the second lesson in the morning, I have to forgive before coming to take the body and the blood of Christ. I have to forgive. I can't come to take his body, to take the communion. I'm still have something in my heart towards someone else too. I have to forgive him first. The two lessons that I have to know from in the morning. And after that, we finish the communion. And we read already in the morning, we should read like evening, but we have a habit here inside the church that we are reading the Gospels of the first hour of the eve of Friday. We are reading in the morning. Why? It's a prayer. Like there is three, four chapters from 10 John, 14 to 17, and part of from 13 to. It's the last prayer and the last commandment and the last thing like Jesus Christ said to the disciples. You can imagine, for example, like mama kida, وهي هتمشي من البيت هتسافر ثلاثة أيام. What she has to do? الولاد جوا البيت. بصوا بقى تعملوا إيه؟ النور تطفي قبل ما تنام وخلي بالك من البوتاجاز وخلي بالك من كذا وخلي بالك من ديت ولما تنزل ما تفتحش الباب مش عارف تعمل إيه ولما تنزل تخلي بالك. It's like someone he loved the son, and finally he has to give him a lot of things before he's leaving. He's leaving now. So as if exactly, I have to tell them everything. So in 3.5 chapters, he tries to tell the disciples about everything. So today we have like the last supper of the morning, and the final message to the apostles or to the disciples was today. These passages or these chapters in the early church, they are memorized by heart. حفظينها صم. تقول له ايه الصلاة الوداعية بتاعت السيد المسيح؟ يقول لك ثانية واحدة اقولها لك حافظها من قلبي. The early church, this is the loving prayer and the loving chapters in St. John. So he, in the beginning, he starts to tell them the last commandment before he, because he's going to leave. So he tried to tell them about everything. فبيحاول يجمع كل الحاجات كلها ويقولها لهم, like commandments. And the last part, he prayed, he said, I am in them. Like he tried to, like he finished the first part, like the commandments. He told what he has to do, what to the disciples, what you should do, what you have to listen, what you have to learn from him. And the last part, he was praying to his Father, the God, the Father. And the last part, he said, I am in him. As if exactly, I'm not praying. He's praying to God the Father. And he's not telling him, for example, like, I am talking about myself. I'm talking about all the world. أنا بكلم يا ربي عن كل الشعب اللي موجود كله كل العالم كله رب بكلم الآب السماوي بقول له I am in them. آخر حتة قالها في الآخر خالص بينت إن هو مش بيتكلم بس عن نفسه ده بيتكلم برضو عن كل الشعب كله والعالم كله as if exactly Jesus Christ is trying to pray and to tell us I'm praying on behalf on you. I am your intercessor now. I'm gonna be crucified. I'm gonna be the last sacrifice, but I'm praying on behalf on you. اتعلم بقى ازاي تقف وتصلي. لما ترجعوا النهاردة افتحوا الشابترز سان جون 14 to 17 اقروها. قبل ما تناموا قبل ما تناموا read the chapters St. John chapter 14 to 17 read it before go to sleep today and see how it's beautiful the prayer of Christ and what we should learn from this prayer how to pray to God now I can see Christ when he is praying on behalf of me before his father and he as if he's taking all the world all the immunity to his father and said قال لهم كده قال لهم انا قال للاب قال له انت بعتني ليهم وانا هبعتهم على العالم انا فيهم the first بعدين بعد الصلاه we're going to read also too from in the first hour the prophecy from Jeremiah And the prophecy from Jeremiah explained how what the sin do with God. يعني الخطية بتعمل إيه في ربنا. That prophecy, Jeremiah. فبتبين قد إيه الله بيبقى like we can't say the word sad. But again, the earthly word to be to understand the word. الكلمات اللي احنا بنستخدمها كلمات ارضيه ما نقدرش نشرح بيها ربنا عامل ازاي بس على قد فهمنا وعلى قد علمنا وعلى قد الكلام بتاعنا بنقول he's sad بيقول كده في البروفيسي my enemies have approached me all day long Those who deride me swear on oath against me. ده في البسالم. يعني البسالم والجريميا والبروفيسي من جريميا بيحكوا عن ايه؟ بيحكوا ان ربنا قد ايه زعلان قوي من الخطية العالم كله. So how he is sad from the sin that happened during all the thousand years from the beginning of Adam to his time. And also to another thing, he said he was looking now to the enemy. هو شايف قدامه مين؟ Judas. It's a very wonderful hour because we are trying to go with Christ in his prayer. But again, we try to feel what he's feeling now because you can imagine that he has two feelings. The feeling of he's going to leave, so he's going to give now everything to the disciples because he loved them a lot. وخايف عليهم. هو عارف اللي هيحصل لهم. وفي نفس الوقت, he's looking to the suffer that he's going to pass through. And he's going to see a lot of things later. Again, we are not going through a story It's not a story. I'm not now telling you a story, so we're going to be like, mas shafayif, no, ya ayni Allah. It's not like this. It's an eternal story. It's like story, مش story عادية, story I have to live it every time and every day too. Again, the final three words, it was, I am in them. And he gave his body to be united with him. In this altar too, like the church tried to push us to swim in his love, like during the gospel or the passage of from St. John, the church tried to give me كده or push me to swim in his love. فقالت لي طب أنا هعمل حاجة تانية كمان. I'm gonna add a part in سوكتتي قوم. The Lord is my strength, my praise, and has become my salvation. So the church كمان بتقول مش بس كده. ده أنا كمان من كتر الحب اللي شفته منك يا رب بقول my Lord, the Lord is my strength, my praise, and has become my salvation. And now he finished the part in upper room. By the way, there is many fathers said, Judas take the communion or not, doesn't take the communion, didn't take the communion. The majority of the fathers said he didn't take communion. He only took the supper, and after that he left. So he didn't take the communion. And he went to Gethsemane. And he passed Gethsemane, it means oil press. Oil press. And the meaning, it's like gamila awi. In the hatta al-ma'na nafsu ta Gethsemane, it's oil press. He took all the disciples and he the Gethsemane like here. So he has many ways. For example, he can take the way up on north, or for example, he can take the south, or he can take any way. But he took the way to through Kadrun, Valley of Kadrun. Idel Valley ta Kadrun. Kadrun, it means black. طب هو يعني كنت لازم تعدي فيها ده كلها بيرموا فيها الزبالة وحاجات كتير قوي ريحتها وحشة جدا لازم تعدي منها. You have to pass through this valley. Yes, I have to pass through this valley. Why? 100 years before when Absalom, the son of David, a rebel son, Ibn Aq, لDavid, لDaud, when he tried to kill David, he go to David through Valley of Kadrun. And who give him this advice to kill David? Achitophel. He was a friend, a betrayal friend. A rebel son, he did the same. And a betrayal friend, as Judas did the same. Who is a son? Is Adam. Because he was in the same garden. And God tell him, don't eat from the fruit. And he didn't obey. Again, it's not about أن أنا أبص لآدم وأقول له إخس عليك عيب عليك اللي أنت عملته كده. لا, I'm doing this the same all the time. I'm not obeying him. If you feel, for example, like I am a rebel son sometimes, I'm like, yeah. بدبدب في الأرض وأقول لا أنا مش عاجبني اللي أنت بتعمله, أنا هعمل اللي أنا عايزه. ومش فارق معايا أنت بتقول إيه ومكتوب إيه في الإنجيل, مش فارق معايا. أو ممكن أكون a betrayal too, like a friend. مش حاجات كتيرة قوي بقى بتشغلني عن حياتي, عن حياتي مع ربنا. ففي الآخر I become a betrayal friend too. Jesus Christ passed through the same way that Absalom, the son of David, a rebel son, he passed through the same way to the garden, to the Gethsemane, after the advice from Achitophel, a betrayal friend. And while they were walking together to the Gethsemane, so again, this is another thing I have to understand. I have to learn. I have to learn that there is a lot of things maybe happened in my life, but I have to be very anxious, like not anxious. I have to understand there's a lot of problems maybe happened in my life, but I have to go first. I have to pray to God. I have to stand up, and I have to understand what I'm doing. Is really this is right or wrong? God gave the opportunity to Judas to the last minute in his life. Doesn't mean that I am living the life now. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. It means that God نساني أو خسيت مش فارق معي. No. His love, his mercy is infinity. But again, he's going to judge me too by the end of the day. So I have to understand that رحمة ربنا إلا عليا ما تمحيش العدل بتاعه. ربنا ساب لي يهوذا ديت. أنا كمان ربنا سايب لي الوقت كل يوم الصبح أصحى عندي وقت إن أنا أبتدي أغير حاجة جديدة في حياتي. أسأل نفسي أسئلة. هو أنا فعلا ماشي مع ربنا؟ If we see Judas, يعني Judas like a bad personality, he lived with Christ all the time, 3.5 years. He ate with him. He listened to his voice and his commandments and his preachings and everything. Also too, he saw a miracle, all the miracles. A few days before, he saw the riding of Lazarus. He saw a lot of things, but what he learned? Nothing. أخاف أكون أنا موجود جوه الكنيسة وباقي كل بقى البصخات وباقي كل القداسات وباقي كل حاجة بس أنا قلبي مش مع ربنا أو أنا جوه الكنيسة حاجة وبره الكنيسة خلاص بقى حاجة تانية. فجودس he went with Christ. For example, he was praying with him for sure. So قدام الديسايبل قدام الناس هو إيه؟ A disciple. He's praying good. And sometimes maybe he's preaching too. But actually, by himself and outside, when he was not with Christ or the disciple, he's something different, another personality, another person. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ cursed in on Monday, the fig tree. And the garden of joy, from the garden of joy, when Adam and Eve lived there to Gethsemane, another garden of wine press with Jesus. As if it's a story from the beginning to the end. The beginning started from the garden and finished in the garden. He took all the sin. Also too, when we said into the Theotokia, the holy, the Friday Theotokia, we said, he took what is ours and gave us what is his. Amazing to go through the midnight praise and see what the words it explains. Explain a lot of theology too. So he said, he took what is ours and gave us what is his. He took all the sin in Gethsemane. he was crying. There is a drop of blood come from him when he was praying. Another lesson too from Jesus Christ when he went to the Gethsemane. Two things. The first is we are late. There's a lot of things to say, but there is, I'm going to finish by two points, to listen from Gethsemane. First of all, he took all the disciples, and he has a close friends to him, with like the three disciples only close to him, and he took them to another part, close to the part where he's going to pray. Again, we have to find the right people close to us. I have to choose the right people who drive me to Christ, not to drop me or to drag me away from Christ. ما ينفعش ألاقي حد ياخدني بعيد عن ربنا ويطلعني برا بعيد عن ربنا وقوله ده صحبي أو ده القريب مني أو ده اللي أحكي له. No. And finally he was on his knees. The creator. أنا بس تخيلوا الشكل والمنظر معايا. الله ضابط الكل المتجسد على ركبته واقف وهو قاعد على ركبته ويبكي ويصلي ويقع منه من العرق الدم الوحيد اللي كتب the drops of the blood only Luke. Why? He's a physician. الوحيد اللي كتب الدروبز ديت هو عشان عارف what the meaning of high pressure وشاف ده. طب تعلمنا ايه يا رب النهارده وانت واقف في جثماني؟ لما راح رجع للتلاميذ, I have an experience
with one a lady I know her from a long time anyway. So she said to me before I have to travel, so she said to me, please can you stay with me a little bit? So I said like, no, I'm so sorry, I have to travel and I have to leave now. So maybe after like a few days later or maybe a few months later, I'm gonna come and then I'm gonna see you. She said a word. I remember this word. When you come back, you will not find me. And she happened. She passed away. Exactly when Jesus Christ, he came to the disciples and he said, can you stay with me a little bit? Be awake. خليكوا معايا, ممكن تفضلوا معايا وما تناموش, ممكن تفضلوا جنبي شوية. You can imagine, remember this word every time when you come to the church or you pray. كل مرة المسيح أجي أقف أصلي يقول لي ممكن تفضل معايا شوية صغيرين؟ كأنه هو اللي بيطلب مني, مش أنا اللي جاي أطلب منه ومش أنا اللي جاي أصلي له, ده هو اللي بيطلب مني ممكن تفضل معايا شوية أكتر؟ ممكن تخليك شوية معايا عشان خاطري؟ أنا بحبك قوي, أنا عايز أفضل معاك, أنا عايز أفضل وقت أطول معاك عشان بحبك أكتر. هو مين اللي بيقول الكلام ده؟ يا رب ده أنا اللي عايز يا رب أبقى معاك, ده أنا رب اللي عايز أقعد معاك, ده أنا عايز أقف جنبك, ده أنا رب اللي عايز أخد, أنا عايز يا ربي أخد حب. أنت بتقول لي افضل أنت معايا. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ he said, please can you be awake a little bit and to be with me this time. I have to learn from my prayer. When you have a lot of issues and troubles, go to Christ and pray. On your knees, pray. And also too, when you pray, ما تبقاش زي العيال الصغنانين اللي هم قالوا أبانا لازي ومشوا. ما ينفعش. ده كل مرة تفتكر وانت قايم من الصلاة بسرعة كده وخلصت, افتكر الجملة دي, ممكن تفضل معايا شوية. أنا عايز أديك من الحب اللي عندي ليك. شوفوا حلاوة المسيح إزاي لما يجي يقول ممكن تفضل معايا شوية وأنا عايز أديك من الحب اللي عندي ليك ما تسيبنيش دلوقتي. There's a lot of things like a lot of things in Gethsemane, a lot of things happened, but there's a lot of things also to contemplate on it. But only at least, please, when you go back to your home, to your house, you and your family, all the family, read the Paraclete, John 14 to 17. Please read it. It's amazing. صدقوني هتحبوها ويمكن كمان تحفظوها later on. ربنا يدينا بركة ويدينا نعمة ويدينا بركة الأيام المقدسة في هذه الأيام ونقضي بكرة كلنا مع بعض في الجمعة العظيمة. اللي عنده شغل ياخد أجازة حقيقي من أحلى الأيام أنت موجودة وإن شاء الله نقضي أيضا كمان ليلة بغلمسيس مع بعض ونفرح مع المسيح في قيامته. إلهنا المجد دائما أبديا أمين.
Christos ben sotir ino khefem kam marenti o unaf ya fer unayne ma نسأل ونتضرع إليك أيها السيد الله الآب ضابط الكل والابن الوحي القدوس خالق الكل ومدبرهم الروح القدس المحيي الثالوث القدوس الذي تكثله كل ركبة ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries and for those dwelling in and caring for all holy places, O God, have compassion on your creation and deliver it from all evil. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. أمن بقدرته دبر حياة الإنسان قبل خلقته وصنع له الموجودات بحكمته وزين السماء بالنجوم والأرض بالنباتات والأشجار والكروم والأودية بالزهر والعشب. الآن يا ملكنا أقبلت الباط عبيدك الواقفين بين أديك قائلين سألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O great and holy God who created man in his image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness. And you prepare dwelling for we ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. يا من خلصت عبدك نوح البار نجيت من الطوفان هو بني نساء وأيضا الحيوانات الطاهرة غير الطاهرة لأجل تجديل الأرض مرة أخرى. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا. O maker and provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world and protect them and all animals from harm and provided for the needs of the birds, for you give to all birds, animals and raven their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. يا من ضيف عند عبد إبراهيم رئيس الأباء واتك على مائدتي وبارك في زرعه الآن أيضا يا ملكنا أقبلت البط عبيدك وكانتك الواقفين بين يديك أترافع على العالم وخلص شعبك من كل شدة وحل فيهم وسر بينهم. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. We ask you, Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless, and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. أيها الناظر المتواضعين بعين عينيتك التي لا تغفل خلصت يوسف من امرأة سيدي وجعلته ملكا على مصر وأحواله وجزت عليه أيام الشدة فأتى إلي إخوته أبو يعقوب وسجنوا بين يديه، أخذوا منه حنطة لقوت بنيهم ومواشيهم. نحن الجميع أيضا نخضع لك برؤوسنا ونسكن ما بين يديك، ونشكرك يا خالقنا رزقنا على هذا الحال وفي كل حال أجل سائر أحوال. نجنا الله من كل شدة، نسألك يا رب اسمع وارحمنا. O God, Logos of the Father, works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfills them. Save your people from every hardship. Manage their lives according to your goodwill, and spare them from famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. أمن على الشعب الإسرائيلي 40 سنة في طور سيناء لم يكن لهم بيوت ولا مخازن. أنت يا سيدي احفظ شعبك وعلهم، بارك في منازلهم ومخازنهم ببركات السماء. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Oh, you have accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house. Accept the prayers of your people through the intercessions of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, taraf ala al-alam bi'ayn al-rahman rafu barifik ghalatum khazinum fil qalila di andahum wa asad miyah al-anahar kamikdariha. وابعت يدينا أني الأهوية وأني البصر، باركوا في هذا العام وكل عام، فرح وجه الأرض وعنه نحن بني البشر. سألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Oh, you accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together. I received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross. Make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fasting, and their offerings which are offered upon your holy altar as an acceptable incense, and have mercy on them. We ask you, O Lord, have mercy upon us. أيها المدبر القوي المؤدب الشافي طبيب الأرواح والأجساد، لم تحن عد أيوب وشفى من بلايا ورد علي ما فقد منه أزيد مما كان. ارحم شعبك وخلصه من جميع البلايا والمحن والتجارب والشدائد. يا ناصر جميع المتوكلين عليه، سألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Christ, our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and the light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and told them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. يا صانع العجائب والمعجزات، ومن أشبع الألوف من الخمس خبزات وأقام الأموات، وبارك في العرس بقنا الجليل. الآن أيها السيد، بارك لعبيدك في خبزهم وزيتهم وزرعهم ونحلهم وفي متاجرهم وصنائعهم وبرشاراتهم. سألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness toward them. Soften their hearts toward our poor and needy brethren, and keep every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. يا رب، يا من ترك لنا هذا المقدس جسده ودمه حاضرا عندنا كل يوم على المذبح خبزا وخمرا بحلول روح قدسه، وأوصانا قائلا اصنعوه لذكرنا، نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا. O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successors of your apostles. Bless the fruits of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruits and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. أيها المولود من الآب الذي تجسد من البكر البتول العذراء القديسة مريم في آخر الأيام الذي قال للتلاميذ القديسين امضوا تلمذوا كل الأمم وعمدوهم وعلموهم جميع ما أوصيتكم به وهذا أنا معكم كل الأيام وإلى انقضاء العالم كن أيضا مع شعبك الصارخين إليك قائلين نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا. O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness, and from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart. Arising for the pride, to ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. أنتيك يا صور خلاصنا يا والدة الإله الحسن المنيع إليك نسأل مشهورات المعاندين لنا ابطلي حزن عبيدك ردي إلى فرح ومدينتنا صوني ولمدينتنا صوني عن الملوك الرؤساء الأرثوذكسيين حاربي وعن سلام العالم والكنائس اشفعي نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Oh God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us, O God of our helper. Spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, and the sword of enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. من أجل حفظنا تحت اليد العالية المقدسة التي لك يا الله. نطلب إليك أن تبقي لنا علينا حياة وقيام الآب المكرم البابا البطريرك الأنبا تودر الثاني شريكة في الخدمة الرسولية بين أسقف المكرم الأنبا بولس. احفظ لنا حياتهم وثبتهم على كراسيهم سنين عديدة من السلام هادئة مديدة. اسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا. O Christ our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, the bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgin, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. أيضا الضالين والمسافرين ردهم والأرامل والأيتام عليهم والجياع ولا تشبعهم والذين عليهم دين انف عنهم وسامحهم والمحبوسين الذين في الشدائد فرج عنهم والمرضى المطروحين اشفيهم والراقدين نيحهم. اسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your own hands. You manifested your love for mankind, O merciful one, accept from you, Mother, an intercession on our behalf, and save, O Savior, a humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever, for the sake of your holy name. Do not break your covenant nor take away mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, Israel, your saint. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. Noti nayinan tish onayron areyonayin eman kentik met urum. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Farrq ada al-kanisa hasinha من بحسن على يمني على تتزعزع أبدا كيري ليسون كيري ليسون كيري ليسون Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. فليباركنا كلنا ويطهر قلوبنا ويشفي أمراض نفوسنا وأجسادنا كيري ليسون كيري ليسون كيري Leison ten u ostemok obi echeristos Amin alleluia Jesus Christ, our true God, who through his own good will accepted sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all spiritual blessings and support us and complete for us the Holy Pascha and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times through the never ending intercessions of the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, and of all the choirs of the angels and archangels. كل التغمات السماية صلوات رؤساء الأباء والأنبياء الرسل الشهداء الأبرار الصديقين وصف شلباء الصليب والنساك والمعترفين والسواح وبركة المسقى المقدسة التي لمخلصنا الصالح بركتهم مقدسة ونعمتهم وقوتهم وهوتهم وحبتهم وعنتهم تكون معنا كلنا إلى الأبد أمين بإخريستوس بنوتي O King of Peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, and forgive us our sins. For yours is the power, the glory, the blessing, and the might forever. Amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father. أن محبة الله الأب ضابط الكل ونعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا والخير يسوع المسيح شركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم وتدوم فيكم Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.